The day after Thanksgiving, it happened to me. A sign from above, shining most brilliantly. Confused and afraid, I was full of suspense. I heard a sweet voice. It was Vice President Pence. Next month at your home, I will come visit. The gifts I will bring will be most exquisite and will better your life and bring you the best. This year, Brian Kilby, I'll be your Christmas guest. I was so excited. This Christmas was going to be the greatest Christmas of my life. I just knew that this would be the definitive Christmas for Brian Kilby in Wilkes County. The first part of December come, and it became just an awful mess of snow. It was the deepest, most blisteringly cold snow in December history in Wilkes County. And that first night of the storm was just awful. A car wrecked at the end of my road. It was a man. He might have been a little drunk, I can't tell. But he was in need of help. And my first inkling was just to close the door and let him go on to the neighbor's house. But I welcomed him in. "I'd like to use your phone," he said. "I need to use your phone." I said, "Sir, I don't have a house phone, but you can use my cell phone. Call who you need to. And here, let me get you some towels to dry some of that snow off with." I brought him my phone and brought him a cup of coffee. And we sat there while he called his wife, who was estranged, but she had his youngins. And she came that night and she took him back to his house. And in my living room, there was snow tracked everywhere and the stink of cigarettes because this guy was a smoker. But there was a warmth in my heart because I helped him out. A couple weeks had passed and there was no Vice President Pence. I started to wonder if he would even come. Then late one morning, I heard a knock at my door and I got so excited. And I went to my door and it was a man holding a book and he had some questions for me. It turns out he was a Jehovah's Witness. No, I don't judge people by their race or their religion or their national origin. I welcomed the man in and we talked for a long time. And he asked me all sorts of questions and I fired back answers to him just as quick as I could. And I turned it around on him and I started asking him questions and he couldn't answer them. He couldn't answer them. By the end of that visit, I had witnessed to him and he had accepted the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into his heart. And I invited him to my church and he gave me a hug. He gave me a smile. And he told me, "Brother, I love you." And I said, "I love you too." It was the last person I saw for a few days until Christmas Day when I heard somebody pull into my driveway and there was a knock at my door and I had my best on. Had a nice tie, had a nice jacket on. It's like I was dressed up for church or a job interview. And I opened the door and I had the biggest smile on my face and I was ready to say, "Mr. Vice President, welcome in." But it weren't the Vice President. It was a man wearing a trucker's hat, and he just had emptiness in his eyes. He was a meat man. He was a meat salesman. And he had a refrigerator on the back of his truck. And he said, "Sir, would you like to buy some steaks? They are excellent and they are cheap." And I said, "Sir, I'm waiting on the Vice President. I don't have time for the steaks." And he turned around and I could tell something was wrong. And I said, "Sir, is everything okay?" And he turned around and he had tears in his eyes. And he said, "Sir, if I don't sell everything I got on this truck today, I'm going to lose my job. And my youngin won't have nothing for Christmas. I am broke. I am destitute. I am without any money or hope." And I wanted to turn him away. but my heart wouldn't let me. I knew what I had to do. I bought every single piece of meat on that man's truck. Every single one. Every steak, every pork chop, every chicken wing and chicken gizzard. I bought it all. And I wished him a Merry Christmas, and I said, give his youngin' a hug for me, because I love kids. And he smiled, and he gave me a hug, and he said, thank you, and have a Merry Christmas. It was nearly next year, and there was no visit. I couldn't be wrong. His words were explicit. Dear Vice President Pence, O'Brien did say, what happened, my lord? Why did you delay? A voice came from on high. It was so beautiful and sweet. I knew that it had to be the man I wanted to meet. It was the first week and you had a guest. A drunk in your house who left quite a mess. That was me in disguise, Mike Pence did say. It was a test of your heart and you did okay. That Jehovah's Witness who your house came to? Well, wouldn't you know that JW was me too. And on Christmas Day, the meat man who came, no money for a gift, what a terrible shame. It was me again there with you that glad day. Brian, I'm so proud that you went not astray. Brian, I hope you have a happy day in your fine hometown. A wonderful place, nowhere better in the world to be found. Merry Christmas to you, your hometown's the best. It was my pleasure to be your Christmas guest. And it was the happiest day of my life. Number one, nothing's even close to that. Hope y'all have a Christmas like that this year. Hope you have it right here in Wilkes County. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.